Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
In today's readings, we have the multiplication of the loaves, the feeding of the many, and the gospel, and the way that God provides, and moments where with what little we have. And there's this line in the gospel, after everyone had their fill, and it says, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." Gather the fragments left over. One of the most challenging things that I had, kind of this weird space that I was in and I have been in since my mother's passing, is there were the final months and even the final years. I know one thing that my wife would continually challenge me in is like, we have limited time left, right? To do the things that we want to do, we need to take advantage of this time that we have with mom before she passes. And then the real like kind of heartache that I faced as we were going through the funeral preparations, and especially the week after, like I remember the first time I'd always call my mom after work. That was like our time to chat, is I'd get in my car and I would pick up my phone and I talked to her for about the 15, 20 minutes that I was commuting home, getting groceries or whatever, but that was every single day. So the few days after the funeral when I was back at work, I had that moment where I couldn't anymore. I wanted to call her, but I couldn't. And so I would find myself like, what do I do now? Like, how can I continue to have what I had with my mother, even though now I can't? So this phrase of fragments left over was so important. Like, what can I hold on to? What is so important that's like, what is the gift there that I was reaching for, that I was longing for in that moment? And even though I couldn't call her and have that conversation with her that I would have every single day where we get into the details of the day. She asked me all the things of the day before that she knew was going on today. She was always so interested in what was happening. And in that, this desire grew. I was reminded of the goodness. I held on to the fragments of what was in that relationship with my mom. And I held on to that beautiful richness. And this desire grew in my heart. I longed for more of that. I longed for more people to be interested in my day, to share about my day, to have someone to share my day with. And then that has come out in different ways now as I've like desired that and grown in that desire. Like it has given me a greater freedom to do that with my own spouse and with my children. But what are the fragments that nothing would be wasted in our spiritual life? As God does things and as we recall the things, the good things in our life, and as those things begin to be taken away and that time is finished, what can we gather up? Little pieces that would help us to remember, to recall the good things that the Lord has done. What a gift it is today to have the fragments of my relationship with my mother still stirring up in my heart. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to reflect on those moments where God has done miraculous things in your life, where God has provided you incredible graces in your life. And perhaps those things aren't there anymore, but how today can you gather the fragments? And what are we called to do with that? Rather than growing in frustration and bitterness because it is no longer there, because that moment is no longer there, that time of our life is no longer there, that person is no longer there. In what ways can we gather up the fragments so that nothing will be wasted, and cherish and milk every ounce of the good things that God wants to do in our lives, and to carry that throughout our day? St. Francis de Sales describes it as collecting a bouquet. So, and he does it in light of like your daily prayer. Collect little pieces and fragments from your prayer and sort them into a bouquet, a spiritual bouquet that throughout your day you can smell and remember and recall the time that you spent with God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the good work that you have done in our lives. Lord, help us to be people who gather the fragments. Lord, that don't just simply move on, but that remember you in all things. Lord, let us live our life with great stewardship so that nothing will be wasted. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.